Father, bless these words to our hearts, in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 12. In verse 30, the Word of God says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." That basically says with all of you. Everything that you are, everything in you, you will love the Lord your God. And then it says, this is the premier commandment. Now, in most Bibles, it says first or great or something like that. But the actual meaning means the most important. So this is the most important commandment. This one is the real deal. This is the one I really want you to focus on. If you have this one down, everything else falls into place. Love God. Love God. Now, loving does not necessarily mean affection. Sometimes we think love means affection. It's like you see two people who are getting married and they love each other and there's a lot of affection and a lot of warm, fuzzy feelings. That's not really what it's talking about. That's affection. That's not love. Sometimes we confuse the two, that love is affection. Love is not affection. Affection is affection. Love is love. Now, the first two characteristics of love is that it is extremely patient and it is extremely kind. So what he's saying here, and it's kind of a strange thing to say, you'll be extremely patient and you'll be extremely kind toward God. And we sometimes say to ourselves, why do I need to be patient and kind toward God? But I do. You see, if I'm not patient and kind toward God, number one, I'm not going to be patient and kind toward anyone. As a matter of fact, in 1 John 4, it says, if I'm not patient and kind toward people, don't try to tell me you're patient and kind toward God. If you don't love people, you're not going to love God. You don't love God because you don't love people. If you loved God, you would love people also. Because love does not discriminate that way. Love doesn't say, well, you I love, but you, not so much. No, it doesn't work that way. Either I possess it, or I don't possess it. And what the Bible is saying here is, possess it. Do you know why it can just say possess it? Because you may say to yourself, well, how can I possess it if I don't have it? Because love is a decision. In other words, have you ever met somebody in school or someplace or the adults at work or where have you, and they really annoy you? And you're like, and maybe you don't say it, but you're like, shut up. Well, here's the thing. You make a decision. And you will be either patient with that person as a result of a decision, or you will be impatient with that person as a result of a decision. You will either be kind to the person as a result of a decision, or you will be unkind to the person as a result of a decision. And those are the first two characteristics of love, patience and kindness. Now, patience must come first. Okay, patience always comes before kindness. Why? Because if I'm not patient, I'm not going to be able to be kind. If something is happening and I'm getting annoyed with somebody and I start talking and I say, shut up, that's not really kind. And so patience must come first. And it does. That's why God said it first. Patient and then kind. Now, why would I need to be patient and then kind toward God? Because God is perfect. It's like, what do I need patience with God for? He needs patience with me. I don't need patience toward God, do I? And the answer is, yeah, you really do. You really do. Have you ever had something you desire from God and you pray for it and it doesn't appear? It doesn't come? And you pray some more and it doesn't come? And you pray some more and it doesn't come? And the temptation can be to say, well, God's not going to answer me because it hasn't come yet. You see, what is that? That's like saying to the person who knows you, shut up. Fact of the matter is, if I am patient with God, then I will realize the fact that it hasn't come yet doesn't mean that he said no. It means that he said wait. And we all have to wait sometimes because many different reasons why, but one of the big reasons why is because we're not able to handle what we are asking for. And God has to cause us to grow to the place where we can handle what we are asking for. He's not going to give us 1,000-pound weight when all we can lift is 10 pounds. God, I want 1,000-pound Hershey bar. God says, you can only lift a 10-pound Hershey bar. No, I want a 1,000-pound Hershey bar. So God says, you're going to have to wait. Because today, all you can handle is a 10-pound Hershey bar. Can you imagine eating a 10-pound Hershey bar? That would be rough. But you know what I'm saying. So God says, be patient and be kind to me. See, if I'm kind toward God, I won't accuse him as being someone who won't give it. But you haven't given it. Clearly, you're not giving it. And that's how we think sometimes, because we're not being kind toward God. You got to be patient and kind with God, because God doesn't need your patience in that sense. What he does need is for you to stay put when he's doing something for you. Can you imagine, for example, if you go to the hospital and you need operation, and the surgeon puts you on the operating table and you get impatient with the surgeon. And halfway through the heart surgery, when your chest is all open and the heart is out there, you say, okay, I'm done. I've had enough waiting. You're not done yet? What do you mean you're not done yet? I'm leaving. That would have bad results. You know, it does the same thing with God. If we get impatient toward God, it has bad results. Because God is doing something beautiful for us, but we need that time. We need that time. Because in that time, we grow. Sometimes kids want to be adults tomorrow. I know a young guy, he's now an adult, but when he was a kid, he was 5 years old, and that kid wanted to be an adult yesterday. I mean, he just wanted to be an adult. Well, wouldn't that kind of be silly to go from 5 to 35? I'm 5 years old. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'll be 35. That would be weird. But we are weird like that. Even adults do that sometimes. God, I want to be done yesterday. It's like you said the other day. God, how long do I have to be patient? And the answer is, as long as it takes. Because I'm doing something for you. So let me do it for you. So we have to get very patient and kind with God. Now, there's more to it than that. The Word of God says in 1 John 2:15, do not love the world. Love God, don't love the world. And then it says, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, here's the thing about that. He's not talking about the planet. He's not talking about people. He's talking about the ways that the unsaved people do things. And the reason why he doesn't want you to love them is because Satan is the ruler of the world. When Adam and Eve fell, Satan took charge of the world. They had it up to that point, but when they started obeying him by disobeying God, he was the boss. And they actually made him in charge of the world, where God made them in charge of the world, and they handed it off to the devil. And so he says, don't love the world. Don't love the world's way of doing things. Don't love the things that are in the world. Sometimes Christians make this mistake. They love the things that are in the world, and they long for them. Sometimes they want the money of the world. Sometimes they want the fame of the world. Sometimes they want the respect or the admiration of the world. Don't look for those things. Those things aren't good things. You may think they're good because for a little while they may make you feel good, but in the end, they're empty. What amazes me is how many famous and rich people make some really bad decisions in their personal lives. I was reading, and this is a long time ago, I was reading an article by a Christian actor. And he was saying a marriage in Hollywood that lasts 10 years is a very long marriage. Why? There's this one particular famous actress, I'm not going to mention her, but she was married like 7 or 8 times. What was the problem with that? The things that the world gave her, which a lot of people want, did not help her. They actually hurt her. And so she was never happy, even though she had everything. But she wasn't happy. Why? Because you can't find that there. The Word of God says that joy is found in the presence of God. And so God says, love me. And one of the biggest reasons is so you can be happy. The other reason is because if you love God, you'll love the right things and you will not love the wrong things. It's amazing how that works. Now understand something, that when you love God, you're not loving an idea. You're loving a real person. God is a real person. He's not a person like you and me, but he is a real person. And that may seem a little bit difficult sometimes for us to understand, but anybody who has a pet knows what it is like to love someone other than a real person like me. It's a real person like a dog. Well, in this case, it's a real person who is God. He's not like me, but he is real. And he is present, and sometimes I can't see him. That's why sometimes I can't see you either. But it doesn't mean you're not there. So we love him, and when we love him, we love the right things, and we don't love the wrong things. If we don't love him, what will happen to us is we will love the wrong things, and we will not love the right things. And loving the wrong things is destructive. It hurts you in the end. It may seem good, it may seem appealing, but it's not. It hurts you in the end. You know what surprises me? I think it's kind of weird. Have you ever seen poison ivy when it's a mature plant? It's an interesting plant. It's actually quite nice looking. It's got these really pretty white flowers. And you would think, and they're not very big, but you would think, this is a nice thing to have in my backyard. I mean, look how pretty it is. Good luck with that one. But you see, that's what I'm talking about. Some things look good, but they're really not good. And that's what happens in the world. Some things look good when, in fact, they're really not good. They hurt you. They're like, pretty poison ivy. Let me go rub all over it. And then you will learn the hard way that, I shouldn't have done that. See, we are protected when we love God. We'll love people when we love God. We won't love the wrong things when we love God. We'll think about things correctly when we love God. That's the real issue right there. That's why Jesus says, this is the number one thing for you to be concerned with. Don't worry about anything else. Just worry about this one thing. Love God. And everything else falls into place. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.